You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach talking Baltimore Orioles with MLB.com's Orioles beat reporter, Brittany Ciroli. Britt, we've just about reached almost exactly the halfway point in an unusual development. The halfway point falls almost right in line with the All-Star game, so it's time to take a look back and a look ahead. Start with the biggest pleasant surprise of the first half of the 2015 Orioles.
Well, you know, I think they've had a lot of good things happen in terms of individual player performance, but Manny Machado, to me, has to be at the top. I mean, already a career high in home run, a guy who's really developed into the player that people thought he was going to be coming off of those consecutive season-ending knee surgeries. I think he's really carried the team, given them a whole lot of pop and something to feel good out because that offense has had really some highs and some lows, but he has been absolutely phenomenal for them. I think I'm going to have to go Manny Machado.
And then the opposite of that, what's been the biggest negative surprise or biggest disappointment of the first half for this Oriole team?
Well, it has to be Bud North. You know, really no one on the team has lost their job, and Bud's been demoted to the bullpen. 6.79 ERA and 11 starts. Got off to a rough start, hit the DL, was really sick, lost about 15, 20 pounds. Hasn't been able to find his stride. So he's a guy to keep an eye on in the second half. How will the Orioles use him? Is he going to stay in that bullpen? Are they going to try and trade him? He's a free agent next year, making a decent amount of money, so I don't know what the market would be for him. But considering the year he had last year, which was a career-high 15 wins, really good in the second half of the season, he has to be the biggest disappointment so far.
Is it any clearer as each day goes by? And again, we're talking the Orioles, so nobody really knows from day to day. They do so much with their roster. But is it any clearer as days go by what the options are, what they can do? I mean, again, this is a real problem. You addressed this sort of problem last week with having Norris in the pen. It hamstrings them in a couple of ways. Is there any more clarity on sort of what they can do to get him right and get him a part of this team?
Not really, unfortunately. I mean, like I mentioned, he's making a decent amount of money, so moving him is hard. And he's out of options, so you can't just send him to the minor league. So the Orioles are going to have to work hard, whether it's getting him on track to be a feasible bullpen option or finding a way for, like you said, for him to turn it around, because where he is right now, how he's throwing, it's not helping anybody. And he just looks like a guy who has lost confidence, lost his step. Dave Wallace and Dom Chidi, kind of the co-pitching coaches there of the Orioles, have really worked well with problem cases before. I mean, look no further than Ubaldo Jimenez, who had such a great year last year after being demoted last year to the bullpen. So hopefully Bud North takes it the right way, and that is really an opportunity to step back, get better, and get back on track. And I think if he does that, then he has a chance of really turning this thing around.
The Orioles are two games over 500, very much in the mix in a crowded AL East. Probably not where they wanted to be, but also given their record, frankly, in pretty good shape. So what's the single biggest reason that they are kind of where they are, which is to say in decent shape but probably not where they'd want to be?
I think it has to be the pitching. You know, I talked about Manny being the big surprise and kind of carrying that offense through stretches. Well, there's been stretches where that offense just hasn't been able to do anything. And when you look at the pitching staff, they've been able to do a really nice job in that rotation. Chris Tillman has really struggled as their opening day starter, but you're looking at a huge year from Ubaldo Jimenez, a career year from Wei-Yin Chen, who's also a free agent at the end of the year. Miguel Gonzalez has done what he does best, which is pitch really well under the radar. And the addition of Kevin Gausman to that rotation should really help them. And then, of course, you got a pair of all-stars in Darren O'Day and Zach Britton at the back end of that bullpen. So they've been able, pitching-wise, to hold their own, which has helped them win a lot of games that they had no business winning.
As we look ahead to the second half, what's one really key storyline to watch to determine sort of where this team finishes the year?
You know, I think that you're going to watch a storyline. It's going to probably have to be what ends up happening here with Matt Wieters and Chris Davis. They're kind of their two big pending free agents. They're two guys who, as if still can reach another level. Davis, of course, is a guy that's really capable of carrying this offense for long stretches. Matt Wieters gave them a boost when he first came up. And, of course, he hasn't caught back-to-back games yet. So that could be big as well. So I would look for those two guys, see what kind of develops there, because if the two of them really turn it on, and again, they should. They're facing free agency here in just a few months, and it could really, really help the Orioles down the stretch.
What is one move, either internal or external, and obviously we don't necessarily mean a specific trade, though if you have one, that would be awesome. But you know, one move that would really help this team get to where it's trying to get.
I think they need to get a corner outfielder. And hold on just a second, because everyone's going to say they have about eight of them right now. But what they have is really a logjam, and they have no roster flexibility. And we've talked about this for weeks. And most of the reason that is because they're taking five or six guys, and they like a certain skill set of each guy, and they're platooning them. And you can't afford to do that. I think if they go out, they get a corner outfielder, preferably a right-handed bat, then they're able to part ways with some of these other guys and actually have some movable pieces. That's the biggest difference to this team this year as opposed to last year, is there really aren't any movable pieces. Should they have a starter or somebody falter, their options are really limited, especially now that they've moved a guy who's unmovable in Bud Norris to the bullpen. So, in my opinion, I know everyone always says it's about pitching, go get a pitcher. And I don't have a problem with the pitching. I think the Orioles need to go out, and they need to get a corner outfielder and create a little bit more roster flexibility.
What do they have to make that happen, be it prospects, ability to take on salary, whatever? How would they make that happen?
Prospect-wise, they're not going to deal with Kevin Gausman. Dylan Bundy's a guy who, unfortunately, his stock is very low. So I don't know what they'd have to part with to get one of those guys. I do know that salary to take on is something that they should be able to do. It's something that they sold all winter, the fact that they weren't going to make a whole lot of winter moves and that this would enable them to make a move at the deadline. So I would expect that they would be able to do something to make this team better in July. It's not going to be the blockbuster move. That's just not the Orioles. It's not Dan Duquette. But I do think that there's a way that they can upgrade. There's a way they can find that outfielder.
So, given all of this, with just about 3 months to play, where does this team finish the season?
Says what? I'm sorry.
Where do they finish the season? Is this a division winner? Is this a team that comes up just short? Where do the Orioles, what are we talking about at the end of the year?
Oh, that's a tough one. I mean, there are stretches where they look like the team to beat in the AL East, and then there are stretches like they're going through right now on this road trip where they look like a team that doesn't deserve to be in the postseason. So it's really, really tough because the AL East, as you mentioned, it is crowded. There's a lot kind of going on. And even though the Orioles haven't played that good, they're still very, very much in the mix. So I think this is probably a team who you're talking about in September is still in contention. And then you just roll the dice. You hope that they stay hot the last few weeks and they're able to edge out the rest of the team. Because I think it's really going to come down to, in this division in particular, what team gets hot and has less injuries at the right time. And that's in September. I think you're going to see about three teams still in the mix in the final few weeks, similar to what it was 2 years ago. And it's going to be up to the Orioles to really seize that opportunity or not. I honestly don't have a feel at all whether the team is going to make the postseason or not. I just can't seem to grasp what they are and who they are, because they just go through weeks, like I said, where they look unbeatable, and weeks where it looks like they're never going to win another series. So it's been a really tough year to kind of figure out where this team is going. And, of course, they have all those free agents at the end of the year. So they're certainly the mindset for this club that it's win now.
All right. Well, Brittany Giroli, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.